My name is Jennifer Stavrova. I'm 18 years old. Today is December 8th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my mom, Boriana Stavrova. We are recording this interview in Clarendon Hills, Illinois, and we're talking about the book Anna Karenina. Okay, so my first question is, what were your first impressions of the characters? Did they change by the end of the story?
I did like Anna at first. And she seems a little unhappy with her relationship with her husband. Even through the he gave her social standing and a lot of wealth, there was no love. And this is important in one of the relationship, actually. Stevie and Dolly seems to just have a marriage and runs she love him. He's cheating on her.
Yeah.
Which one, you know, it's not unusually, but...
Well, for them, but, like, he didn't even try to hide it. It was the kid's nanny, which was even worse.
Yes. I do know how she went back to him like that after he say multiple times how he loved her, but she's not as pretty anymore.
Yeah, he just told her that and everybody else, but would say that he still loved her. And I feel like that's one of the main reasons why she went back to him. But she had like 7 kids, so I don't really know what he expected.
Kitty and Levine are just this adorable couple who are very in love, and I'm just so happy for them and their ending. What do you think, Jenny, about this?
I think they're good, even though it took them like half a book to get together, because Levine proposed, Kitty said no. And then she regretted it, and then they kind of went back together. But at the end, they had a son, and they seemed to be the only people that were actually happy.
Okay, we come into the very interesting person. It's Vronsky. And the first time when I met, actually, you know, like, read about Vronsky, I was a bigger fan. Because he knew, you know, that Anna was married and he still, you know, like, come back with her. What do you think?
I mean, I do agree with that because Kitty also wanted to marry him and he knew, but he was kind of playing with her. And I think just when he met Anna, he fell in love with her and, like, wanted her. But I still think he at first Anna said no and he didn't back down, and I think he should have backed down then because, like, he knew she was married and had a kid and everything, and she didn't want a relationship with him at first.
But to be honest with you, Vronsky, it's, you know, he was really cold person to me, and, Karenin, I'm sorry, Jenny, it's Karenin, he was really cold person. That means it's hard to live with that kind of person. And I think so for that reason, Anna back to, you know, to Vronsky. Yeah. Yes, yes. Because he was really, really no emotion in the marriage.
I agree with that. And I think by the end, like, Vronsky, like, really wanted to marry her and he wanted her to divorce and everything. But Anna was the one that kept on saying no and she didn't want anything. I just feel bad for Vronsky at the end because, like, his daughter went to live with Karenin after Anna died, and he won't get to, like, see her grow up or anything or be her dad.
I don't know. I feel sorry for Anna because Anna, you know, it's, she, you know, very interesting, really not, you know, like, life what she expected, and I'm sorry for her. She died.
Yeah. Okay. Second question. Do you believe Anna made a mistake by leaving Karenin, or that she just went to chase her happiness, one that she thought she was entitled to?
Yes, in the sense that she was leaving behind her son. I think she couldn't have withered for divorce. If she had done that, maybe she will have been happy and alive with Vronsky.
Yeah. I mean, like, Karenin said he would give her a divorce at the end after she gave birth to the daughter, and I just don't know why she left.
She rushed into living with him. I do understand her relationship with her husband was not the best, and that she want love, but she couldn't have, she couldn't wait. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Her happiness did not last long anyway.
Yeah, I think she just wanted the idea of being away from her husband and everything. And she just wanted to go away with Vronsky. Okay. What did you think of Levin and Kitty? Do you think their happy love story provided a relief and a counteraction of Anna's tragic one?
They're adorable and I'm so happy for them. True, I was mad when she refused his first proposal. And yes, I do think that because you see them truly happy and really in love, and they then you see Anna and her relationship slowly
deteriorating. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the, you know, to bleak the
Blake,
you begin to look forward, yes.
To Kitty and Levin. Like, I agree with that, because when Anna and Vronsky were having, like, so many problems, I kind of just wanted to kind of read more about Kitty and Levin and how she was setting up their house and they were having a kid and they kind of just seemed happy while Anna was thinking, like, Vronsky was cheating on her and, like, just would get farther and farther away with him. I think that there definitely was, like, an intentional counteraction with Anna's tragic story. What about Karenin? Could he have done something more to keep Anna away from Vronsky? And why do you think he kept her son away for so long?
I think he tried, but in the end of, even when he told her if she leaves, she won't see her son again and she left, I think that was the breaking point for him. What do you think?
I mean, I do agree with that, because I think he just wanted her to stay with him, and it was kind of like a warning. I think he just wanted to see where she would go for him. Like, after that, and I think after her leaving, he just knew that she didn't care about him, and maybe not, she didn't even care about their son that much.
Yeah, and especially, you know, she have another child with another man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took so much from him. This is what I think, so, you know, it was the bigger thing.
Yeah, and, I mean, after she died, he still raised her daughter, too, which I think is what a big person would do. He didn't just leave the child or send the kid with Vronsky, and Vronsky was going to war at that time. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a really good thing that he had the daughter. But I think keeping her away from her son was kind of cruel. And, you know, as a mother especially, and I think that she definitely felt miserable about leaving her son behind, and that is shown kind of later on in the book. Okay, do you think that Vronsky should have fought harder for Anna? What more could he have done for her?
Yes and no. I think he started
noticing?
Yes, yeah. the signs. Too late. And that he should not have brought her back to Russia from Italy. Big mistake that definitely pushed her over. This is what I think.
Mm-hmm. But I think that he just really didn't know better, because he's so much younger than her. And she was very unhappy, especially by the end of their trip in Italy.
He could not have done much to keep her from...
Suicide,
yeah. He shoot her every day. He loved her, and that she was the only woman in his heart. Yes, she didn't believe him.
Yeah, she thought he was, like, cheating on her with so many different, like, women, and she would wait up for him really late and all these things. I think she was getting very paranoid by mm-hmm. the end. Do you think that Vronsky and Anna deserve to be happy, even though... they hurt many people, like they hurt Kitty and Karenin and her son, Seryozha?
Yes, Levin and Kitty were the ones who belonged together anyway. So that turned out okay.
Yeah, and for them, I'm happy. Yeah,
that's what I think too. Actually, I really like this name, Seryozha.
Okay.
Okay, what you think?
I agree with that. I think they were meant to be together, and kind of Vronsky not marrying Kitty worked out because Levin and Kitty were meant to be together.
I think they did deserve happiness, but before, I think they couldn't have tied their loose ends better.
Yeah. I agree. And I think Karenin, too, after Anna left him, he realized how cold he was, and he kind of changed his outlook on life. And I feel her, like, leaving him helped him grow as a person. And, like, her son, I think he just wanted his mom, and he didn't really understand what was going on.
Yeah, because he's little.
Yeah, I don't think that had, like, mm-hmm. much to do with him anyway. Do you think that Anna took the easy way out by killing herself? Like, she did not have enough courage to face her mistakes?
Maybe, yes. She was completely lost and alone, but Diane in her eyes. She wasn't in depression. You know how it's popular right now? Everybody's in depression. She was definitely...
She was definitely depressed. Depressed. And paranoid.
Yes. I think she felt like she had nothing to love for, love for anymore. And this was the bigger thing for her.
Yeah, I think she left with Vronsky because she wanted love. And I think she was just paranoid and she thought that he didn't love her. And she even was talking about how she didn't really love her daughter with him as much as she loved Seryozha, her son, with Karenin. Which I think is a really weird thing for a mom to say, that she loves one of her kids and not the other one.
Oh my God, it's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
I think she... through this was the best way to come. Yes.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think she thought that maybe they'd be happier without her, because she messed so many people's lives up. What do you think now of Karenin, who took Anna's daughter in after her death, compared to Vronsky, who I think pretty much fled after she died?
I think it was kind of him after Anna renew him in many ways.
Yeah.
I think he turned his life around and happy now with his, two children. Yes. I think he learned from his mistake and is a much warmer
person
now. Yes.
I think that this way he kind of has a piece of Anna with him, you know, the mm-hmm. two kids. And exactly. I think that Vronsky needed to get away. Like, he was young and he was all alone. Like, even his mom kind of disowned him. I don't think he would have been able to take care of a daughter anyway, or give her any social standing that was needed in Russia at that time. Plus, she was, like, technically Karenin's child on paper, so I don't think he could take her.
Yeah, but you never know, you know, because I do, in communism back to Bulgaria, we do read a lot of Russian, you know.
Literature.
Yes, the books, and to be honest with you, by this time when they leave, definitely this was, a big thing. Deal. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you think Vronsky will ever be happy again? Kind of how Karenin is with the kids right now.
He will always be hunted by Anna. Even though he's young, he will have a trouble finding love again. She will always his back of his mind. Mm-hmm. And he will also carry...
the guilt.
The guilt that some will extend her death.
I think he blames himself for her death.
Yeah, he is. It's his fault, definitely, because he was...
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, the one that originally kind of took her away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll also miss his daughter, and he kind of realized how bad things went at that point, especially after Anna died and he had to leave his daughter behind.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder, she thinks Karenin is her father, that will break Vronsky's heart even more.
Yeah, I know. Like, I wonder if they would ever tell, like, the daughter that Karenin is not her actual dad. I really want to know how that goes. Okay, finally, to end this, what were your final thoughts on the book? And why do you think you, recommended it to me? What did you hope I learned from it?
Very shocking book. Writing in a very interesting way, Jenny. Probably you saw this.
Yeah.
Tolstoy actually has a really nice book, and you can definitely thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's was ahead of her time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And this book proves it.
Mm-hmm.
The way he described things is amazing. I love this book, and I'm glad you did too. I think the people that deserve their ending, to some extent, maybe Anna's dad was a little too much, but I'm satisfied with how it's ended.
I kind of agree. I think it needed to happen because I don't see how else it kind of would have ended with it.
I think this book teach a lot, you know, about relationship and what mistake not to make it. Mm-hmm. And it's also teach us how lucky we are today. Half of this could have been solved if divorce was more acceptable. And this time, you know, when they leave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also, like, girls were married at, like, 18, which is
exactly
too and young to choose a husband.
Exactly. Plus, you know, they're still kids, you know.
Yeah.
18, it's still a kid. Can you imagine you're 18, you have
not married or
see?
Kids. That's,
exactly.
That's
this
ridiculous.
Is what they just pushed them so hard to be, you know, grow up so fast.
Yeah,
but
they
this
were,
is was the, you know, this is was the time when they leave, yes.
Yeah, I'm happy with, like, how things are different now. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to discuss this book with
me. It was my pleasure, and I do really recommend this book, everybody.
I do.
To
I
read.
Really did like it.
And actually, you know, Russia, they have a really nice, you know, the
literature.
Yes, they should be able to, you know, read it. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.